The pitch. A swing and a weak ground ball on the right side. Into the shift. The Indians shortstop Lindor will throw him out. And for Zach Plesac, for him, he now has had back-to-back 10-pitch innings, and he's only at 80 pitches in the six innings he's worked.
You know, Craig, for a place that doesn't have people, that's an awful noisy stadium down there. Bob DiBiasio joins us this morning to talk Tribe with us, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. Nice start yesterday for Zach Plesac. Right, Bob?
Absolutely. You know, he hasn't walked anyone since he's come back in his two starts, and I think he's only walked two guys all season long, just consistent strike thrower and seven incredibly strong innings yesterday. You know, the young man really has come quickly for us on the mound, and just another terrific performance. I heard you mention the crowd noise. It's been an interesting dynamic. The scoreboard crew trying to figure out, and I think they've done a really good job, you know, being flexible and learning through this process how to create the environment at the ballpark. The players themselves have figured it out that they have to add to their own environment and atmosphere in the dugout, doing some of the things they've been doing. So, yeah, obviously a whole new scenario that they are experiencing, and how they've been flexible and trying to stay upbeat and get a bounce to their stuff.
Yeah, well, those guys in the production area, they become the 10th man. I mean, pretty much they represent all of us, as they say. They're almost like our advocates for the games. Another great start for Shane Bieber as well. He keeps just going on in the direction he's going, that's for sure.
Yeah, pitcher of the month in the American League for the month of August, and just continues to roll. I think if I have the numbers right, I think he started 9 games and we're 9-0 in those games. He's 7-0. Again, another guy just doesn't walk anybody. Sunday, he had some terrific battles with the Brewer hitters, and the rarity that they had guys on the base paths a little more consistently than Shane's been allowing that throughout the year, and he was able to, as he does, being the strikeout king that he is, get through those tough innings with some key strikeouts.
Bob, Jose Ramirez has kind of a bum thumb. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, no, I don't know much more. It'll be interesting to see if he's in the lineup. I think Sandy Alomar, our interim manager, of course, talked about it last night that he probably is going to give Jose another day off. Mike Freeman will probably man third base tonight. We'll see how all that unfolds when the lineups are posted for today's 6 o'clock, 6:10 start. Tristan McKenzie on the mound against the Kansas City Royals. Said it's been nagging him for a few days. Obviously, in a 60-game schedule, guys don't want to take any time off, any innings off. And so it must be bugging him. I guess during the game, Andre Knott, sitting over by the dugout, Sandy was trying to get Jose's attention in the dugout to have him not go out into the field an inning prior, and Jose didn't want anything to do with it. And then finally Sandy told him he had to sit and get that thumb taken care of. So hopefully it's only a couple days, if that.
Yeah, with a season like this, any injury really takes a chunk out of your game. It's not like you have a long season to recover or work into that. So. But here we are in the month of September, moving on with our the Indians games. Again, you mentioned Kansas City, Tristan McKenzie. Have they got enough tape on him yet?
I think they, it's funny the way they, other teams break down. you know, every team is different in how they go about the video scouting, advanced scouting, and breaking down tapes. And yeah, they've got enough video of him to at least to begin to see if he has certain patterns and certain counts. Does he so throw certain pitches in certain spots and all those things? But then you A, have to communicate that data to the coaches, who have to communicate it to the player. The player has to have that swimming in his head when he's standing in the batter's box. And a lot of guys just like to be free and easy and a clear head when you hit. So it's a pretty interesting dynamic, all of those aspects to how we go about scouting the opposition. But Tristan has really just been consistent and a real fun presence. He's got a wonderful personality. He as well commands the strike zone, and it's always fun to watch him get on the mound and do his thing as the Indians are tied with the White Sox for first place in the American League Central. We have a big four-game series against them at the end of the month at our final homestand of the season, the last week of September. We have four against the White Sox, and then we finish with three when Pittsburgh comes to town. But this coming weekend, Minnesota, and then Wrigley Field, then four with Detroit. Detroit's playing well. They're not quite at 500 yet, but they've been playing well for them this year. The Twins are still in it, so it's going to be a fun, what do we got, 19 to go? So it's going to be a fun 19 games. Looks like we're putting ourselves in a position to play in October. We'll just have to keep doing what we do, and that's pitch the ball.
Yeah, and Brad Hand's had a lot of good, so far this good, perfect 12 for 12, and then I see that he was nominated, our nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award. Quite an honor for that.
Brad and his wife do such tremendous work, a helping hand program, and truly volunteer their time and effort and resources to provide a helping hand to those who are underserved. I'm glad you brought him up, not just because of the Roberto Clemente Award, which he is so deserving to be our nominee, but just the fact he gets maligned for some reason. The Cleveland Indians are number one in Major League Baseball with the number of saves. Brad Hand leads all of the major league closers in saves. This is a guy just quietly goes out, does his job, and, you know, when he allows one base runner, people think the world's coming to an end, and he ends up getting the save. So, but lately he's been 1-2-3 in the ninth pretty consistently. But thanks for bringing him up, because he deserves accolades both on and off the field.
Absolutely. Bob, we'll check again next Monday. Next Monday. Yeah, because today's Tuesday, right? That's where we're going to start our week. Again, it's the Royals tonight. We'll have it on the air beginning at 5:35 with the Indians warm-up. Appreciate your time this morning, Bob.
Thank you, boys. Have a great week. Go Tribe.